ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय देव चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 19 सेक्शन 166 टू 167 When one is situated in pure devotional service, he develops love of Godhead. Therefore, let me describe some of the symptoms of pure devotional service. In the purport, small purport here. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 55, it is said, Bhaktya mam abhijanati, yavan yaschasmi tatvatah. One cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in truth unless he takes to devotional service. Now we come to 167. Okay. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karma janavritam anukulyena krishnanu silanam bhaktiruttama अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम् ज्ञानकर्मार्जनादितम् आनुकूल्येन कृष्णानु शीलनं भक्तिरुत्तमा अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम् ज्ञानकर्माजनावृतम् आनुकूल्येन कृष्णानु Shilanam Bhakti Ruttama Anyavilasita Sunyam Janakarma Janavitam Anukulyena Krishnanam Shilanam Bhakti Ruttama Anyavilasita Sunyam Jnana karma jana vitam Anukulyena krishnanu Shilanam bhakti uttama. Okay. Question means Anya avilasita shunyam. Without desires other than those for the service of Lord Krishna. Or without material desires, such as those for meat eating, lasciviousness, gambling, and addiction to intoxication. Jnana, by the knowledge of the philosophy of the monist Mayavadi. Karma, by fruitive activities. Adi, by artificially practicing detachment, by the mechanical practice of yoga, by studying Sankhya philosophy, and so on. Anavritam, uncovered. Anukulyena, favorable. Krishna anushilanam, cultivation of service in relationship to Krishna. Bhakti Uttama, first class devotional service. The translation, when first class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monastic philosophy and fruitive action. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. When first class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires. Knowledge obtained by monastic philosophy and fruitive actions. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. The purport. By Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. This verse is also found in Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1.1.11. As we can understand from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 34, and chapter 18, text 55, the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants everyone to think of Him always. Manmana bhava madbhakta. Everyone should become his devotee, not the devotee of demigod. Everyone should engage in devotional service or archana, deity worship in the temple. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Everyone should offer obeisances from moment to moment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the desires of the Supreme Lord. And one who fulfills his desires favorably is actually a pure devotee. Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto him, and devotional service means preaching this gospel all over the world. The Lord says openly in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18:69, Natatasman manasyeshu kaschinme priyakritamaha. One should preach the gospel of Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of all. Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Lord so that human society can be perfectly organized from all angles of vision, politically, socially, economically, philosophically, and religiously. From any point of view, human society can be reformed by the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, one who spreads this philosophy of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of all conditioned soul and the universe is perfect in pure devotional service. The criterion is that a devotee must know what Krishna wants him to do. This can be achieved through the medium of spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami advises, Adau Guruvasayam. One who is serious in wanting to render pure devotional service to the Lord must take shelter of a spiritual master who comes in the disciplic succession from Krishna. Evam parampara apraptam imam rajarsayo viduhu. Without accepting a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession, one cannot find out the real purpose of devotional service. Therefore, one has to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and agree to be desired, to be directed by him. The first business of a pure devotee is to satisfy his spiritual master, whose only business is to spread Krishna consciousness. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. If one can satisfy the spiritual master, Krishna is automatically satisfied. This is the success of devotional service. This is the meaning of the word anukulyena, that is, favorable devotional service to the Lord. A pure devotee has no plans other than those for the Lord's service. He is not interested in obtaining success in mundane activities. He simply wants success in the progress of devotional service. For a devotee, there cannot be worship of others or demigod worship. A pure devotee does not engage himself in such pure devotional service. He is interested only in satisfying Krishna. If one lives only for the satisfaction of Krishna, he does not have to accept this order or that order. One's only business should be to satisfy Krishna. This process is called completely manifest in the activities of Krishna consciousness movement. It has been actually proved that the entire world can accept devotional service without a failure. One simply has to follow the instructions of the representative of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this verse is from, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in his purport. It is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. As we know, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is the nectar of devotion. So it's the very first. It's the text 11. So Rupa Goswami is giving the definition of bhakti. So anything and anything and everything, every person or everything can be given a particular symptom to recognize it. So devotional service, what is devotional service is defined here in this sloka. Because bhakti is the avideya tattva. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, Sri Chaitanya instructs this way that Veda Sastra kahe sambandha avideya prayojan. Krishna prapya sambandha bhakti prapya sadhana. Yeah. Thank you. So not knowing what is devotional service, people are confused and misguided, misled due to the influence of Kali Yuga, the irony and the age of irony and hypocrisy. The influence is so great that even though the scriptures are available and the scriptures are defining things, each and everything, still people are misled, still people are confused. And so even though people are so many people are confused about God, the God who has given this life, who has given us the human form of life, directly understanding, not having the understanding of who is God, people are misled. So the definition of God is given in Bhagavatam itself. Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You will see around the world, you will see many people, some people say everyone is God. Right? Everyone is God. I remember that was one video Kamal Krishna Maharaj made give a seminar kind of a talk in Fiji. So he was asking, who is God? Who you understand? He had so many pictures around, on the wall. He said, which one you think is God? So somebody says, okay, Shiva is God, somebody says Brahma is God, somebody says this is God, that God. And then Maharaj says, he asked him, the audience, do you agree? So among the audience, there was one older Mataji. She said, she proudly says, what she said, Bhadvani Bhagavan Manu. I consider everyone as God. Everyone is God, and that is the understanding in general. Everyone is God. So we worship everyone. So many pictures and demigods in the altar in your house. So each one has to get the worship. So everyone is God. And so some other may say, okay, they are all God, but I'm not God. And then if you try to please them, your God is not really God. I'm not sure about it, but my guru is God. Such and such guru is God. So all these all demigods are God, all semi-gods are God. So demigod, they me God, because they say me to be God, so I'm God. Say me God, you call me God, you address me as a God, so you be God one day. All that goes on. And then, to define that, who is God, Bhagavata itself says, Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. So, Eti Jansakalat Pumsa, even though there are so many incarnations, counted in first canto, chapter 3. And then, at the end, Śrīta Gosvāmī says, Ete Chānsakalā Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavān Swayam. All these incarnations are portion of portion, Amsakala. But Krishna is Bhagavān. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is... I'm still confused. I would like to ask my Madhumati, if he's a Sanskrit expert. Yeah. Okay. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. How do you say this? Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, or Swayam Krishna is Bhagavan? How do you say it?
Krishna is the original personality of God.
Swayam Krishna is Bhagavan. Yes, Swayam Krishna is Bhagavan. Madhumati has confirmed. Swayam Krishna is Bhagavan.
What
is Swayam
mean?
Mm-hmm.
From whom all other gods?
Yes, that means avatari. Avatari means all incarnations coming from him. So he is the original personality. So therefore he is Swayam Bhagavan. So Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. So this is Sambandha Tattva. So Sri Krishna, who is God, is established, is defined here. Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Himself, nobody else. Or Krishna is nothing else than Supreme Personality of Godhead. So similarly, Avideya Tattva, is bhakti. And this also people are confused. There are many different religious sects, many yogis, fruity workers, karmis, and everybody has their own point of view. What is bhakti? You know, so fruity workers, they say karma hi puja hai, karma hi bhakti hai. So, you know, you simply go on working, and that is your bhakti. So this is how they are just misled. And then speculative philosophers, you know, they have their own point. Rite jnana na mukti. So to obtain jnana is bhakti. You know, by knowledge you will understand the Supreme. So that is, you simply you engage yourself in obtaining, acquiring knowledge. And then yogi, you will say, once you obtain the yoga siddhi, then you will obtain the God too. Or you become yourself God, you know. So that is the yoga siddhi. So they will engage people in acquiring yoga siddhi. And then what is speak of yoga siddhi? They simply remain going upside down, you know. And then you have people who work hard and then they give their results of their karma. They offer sacrifice the results of karma. Karma phala tyagi. Yes, to karma phala tyagi, satyagi te vidyate, Krishna says. The tyagi is one who gives up the results of his karma. And then there are whimsical religions, or you can say pakhandis. They make a show of religion. You know, they're good religionists, but they don't really follow. So all these people are just misled, misguided. Therefore, how to understand bhakti? What is bhakti exactly? So Kapildev has given this in Bhagavatam, third canto. Madguna-sruti-mātrena mahi-sarva-guhāsa. Madguna-sruti-mātrena mahi-sarva-guhāsa. I am situated in everyone's heart. And so one should engage himself in hearing about me. Guna-sruti-mātrena, glorify and hear about me. Śravaṇam-kirtana, Vishnu. So, manogati ravichinna, in this way, when one's mind is constantly flowing towards me, towards my lotus feet, just as yatha gangam vasam buddho, just like Ganga water, any river's water flowing constantly to obtain gold, that is ocean, right? It keeps flowing all the time. Similarly, one's mind is constantly flowing towards this lotus feet of Krishna, by thinking of him, by glorifying him. That is called bhakti. In this way, the Supreme Lord is obtained. Madguna Suti Matan. So, one is situated in that bhakti, and Kapildev describes after, that they become totally free of any desire. They don't want. Diyamanam Nagrinanti, Salokya, all these five different types of liberation, even they don't desire. They don't want. Diyamanam nagrinanti vinamat sevanam janaha. When they are observing that way, except serving me, they don't want anything else. They don't want anything else. Even after I give, even after I provide them all this, they don't want to take it. Diyaman. So and then Narada Pancharatra, Narada Muni describe Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam, and that is also coming right after this sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam, one becomes free from all the upadi. What is upadi? Designations. That I'm this body and I'm Indian or American or white and you know, this and that, all this. Designations, one becomes free from all these. Then, well, actually what it says is that Rishikena Rishikena Shevana. First of all, you engage yourself, all limbs of your body, all indriyas, all senses, in the service of Krishna, because Krishna is the Lord of the senses. When the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, then gradually you become free from all the designations and your mind will be purified. There was a quote recently, somebody posted in, that is spoken by Radha Govinda Maharaj. He said that if we instruct people that first you become purified, first you give up all these desires, all material desires, and then you will be able to worship Krishna. That will not happen. You know, that will not happen, and it is not possible. This is a wrong preaching. Rather, we can engage them in service of Krishna, and by serving Krishna, their desires will be gradually nullified, eradicated, and then their mind will be purified. That's what the sloka says. When we engage in the devotional, pure devotional service, there are two side effects. One is, one's mind is purified, and what is? Yes, clear. Thank you.
Clear.
All material designations are clear. Right. So all this time, until Rupa Goswami defines this sloka, bhakti is glorified in Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavatam, and different, many different places. Bhaktya mama vijanati, Krishna says, patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayasati. Bhakti is generally mentioned. Bhakti is generally mentioned. So bhakti means to serve. Bhakti, the word itself comes from bhaja sevayam, the Sanskrit root. Bhaja sevayam, the bhaja dhatu giving meaning to serve. So bhakti means service. Generally people say devotion, devotion. Devotion itself doesn't make any sense. You know, therefore Srila Prabhupada always says devotional service. Devotional service. Prema bhakti. The service with love, that's called bhakti. Yome bhaktya prayacchati. Krishna said, the one who offers me anything, patram pushpam palam toyam, leaf, water, fruit, leaf, flower, fruit, and water. If it is offered bhaktya with devotion and love, with loving devotion, then that is that. Since it is offered with loving devotion, I accept. Asnami, of course, he used the word asnami. I eat it. You know, I'll eat it. You offer flour, I eat it. So whatever is eatable, I eat. But whatever is acceptable, I accept. That's the meaning. So, but here, Rupa Goswami gives a definition of uttama bhakti, actually. And the Narada Pancharatra, Narada Muni gave the definition of bhakti, but here this sloka particularly gives the uttama bhakti, the definition of uttama bhakti, the first class devotional service. So what is first class devotional service? So when first class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by mystic philosophy, and true devotion. A devotee must certainly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. So how do we know what Krishna desires? So that's what Krishna, Srila Prabhupada gave long purport in this verse. Saying that Krishna desires us. First he says that Krishna desires us to become his devotee. And while becoming devotee, you already do these things, you know, bowing down to Krishna, worshipping Krishna, all that, and thinking of Krishna, you know, chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, thinking of Krishna is done. And then, since you come to the temple and you bow down, you know, And you, of course, you becoming devotee. Madhyaji, Mam Namaskuru, you worship me, you bow down. All that thing is done. But beyond that, there is one more thing that is mentioned here. You know, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada mentions here, 18.65. Yeah, the 9.34 and 18.65 is the same instruction repeated. And then at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the person who preaches this will be more dear to me. Najatasvan manushyeshu kashtir me priyakrittama. I will not have any more dear to me than him who preaches this professor, gospel of Bhagavad Gita. What is gospel actually? Huh? What is gospel? Gospel of Bhagavad Gita. Yeah?
Sure. Is it like Advaiti?
Huh?
Advaiti?
Okay, who is the English expert? Shuddhadev Muni is saying something. Sorry?
I can ask Professor
what you mean. Okay, go ahead. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, so Gospel of Bhagavad Gita. Gospel.
Gospel. Good news? Good news.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That means I was not prepared. I was thinking the gospel means maybe Siddhanta, the principle, the philosophy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good. Okay. You're on the right track. Good. So, Gospel of Bhagavad Gita. So, one who preaches to spread the message of Bhagavad Gita, the gospel of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, there will be no one dear than him to me. No one dear to me than him. So that's what Krishna wants. Krishna wants us to preach this. And yeah, of course. Not that each and every person will go in the street and preach Bhagavad Gita. See, each person has his own, it's called, what's it called? Guna karma, right? The quality and the inclination. Right? Am I right? Yeah. Some people are inclined to go out in the street and preach, and there are so many stalwart book distributors around the world who have distributed thousands of millions of Bhagavad Gita or the transcendental literature. And some people are, you know, inclined to go to the altar and worship the deities. And Srila Prabhupada said that each activity that within the Krishna consciousness is preaching. Even the sweeping the temple is preaching. Cooking for the Lord is preaching. You know? And worshipping the deity is also preaching. And every aspect is preaching. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada wanted our temples, this one temple should be clean, neat and clean. So when people come, they will be attracted. Oh, people are so clean, so nice. You know, people are doing a nice bhakti or something. So every aspect of service in Krishna consciousness is a preaching. So then one can engage himself according to his own ability and qualification. So here, anya abhilashita sunyam. Rupa Goswami defines. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam means he should have no other Abhilash. It's not only Abhilash Shunyam. Abhilashita Shunyam. So Abhilash means desire, and Abhilashita means a tendency to desire. So the tendency to desire also one has to give up. And jnana karmati anabritam. Jnana, so the jnana misra, bhakti and karma misra bhakti is also not accepted in pure devotional service. So the Prabhupada writes in one of the purport, by karma misra bhakti, one is elevated to this celestial kingdom. By jnana misra bhakti, one is able to merge in the Brahman effulgence. And by yoga misra bhakti, one is able to realize the omnipotency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But pure bhakti does not depend on karma, jnana or yoga. For it simply consists of loving affairs. The liberation of bhakta, the liberation of the bhakta, therefore, which is called not the mukti, but vimukti, surpasses the five other kinds of liberation. Sayujya, sarupya, Sarokya, Sarsi, and Samitya. A pure devotee always engages in pure devotion, pure service. Anukulyani Krishnanu Sivanam, Bhakti Uttama. So, Anukulyana, Anukulyana means in favorable way. Anukulya has several meanings. There are two words. Anu is upasarga, the prefix. And then Kulya. Kulya means kulya in India, I've seen. Kulya means the nahar, the canal. You know, canal, the water is taken from one point to another point, you know. So it flows one way. It doesn't flow the other way. So it's one way going. And so as the canal is taken a certain way, that goes that way. It will not go the other way. Actually, when I was in Guyana, I've seen there was a river. A few days it will flow this way, and a few days it will flow the other way. I don't know, it always happens, but I noticed that. I think that goes to, as the ocean grows, that the water goes this way, and then that the tides are low, then it comes back to this way. Something there, some kind of technicality. But in general, the river or the streams of water always flow down in certain ways. So similarly, anukulyena, that Krishna, as Krishna has instructed us, as Krishna desires, the same way we should engage ourselves in the service, to please Krishna. And not only pleasing Krishna, Krishna anushilanam, it says, with the desire to please Krishna. And pleasing Krishna, maybe you can give an example like when Krishna appeared in the wrestling arena of Kamsa in Mathura. So when Chanura and Mushtika, they encourage, they push Krishna and Balaram to fight. And when Krishna heard their blowing words, Krishna's heroism, Virarasa, was coming. He became inspired to fight with them. And then, of course, these wrestlers, they are not in the mood of pleasing Krishna. They just want to fight and finish Krishna. They wanted to kill him. But their fighting ability. But Krishna was happy to fight with them. He fought so easily, with his fist, and there was no weapon used. Krishna was happy to just finish them. But was it devotional service? Was it Uttama Bhakti? No, because they were not in the mood of serving Krishna. And then the other one, when Mother Yashoda, while Krishna was Sucking the breast of the breast of Mother Yashoda. So at the same time, as we hear the story, you know, the milk was boiling over there in the oven, in the stove. So Mother Yashoda placed Krishna aside, and then she went to take care of that milk. Was Krishna happy with that? Krishna was not happy, right? Apparently, Krishna was not happy. So Yashoda Mata thought in her mind that, you know, it may not please Krishna to keep him aside while he's taking milk from my breast. But my breast milk will not last long. But this, the cow milk which is being boiled over there, that will save him, that will satisfy him for the whole day. And that is for, you know, that is for Krishna's sustenance, for his nourishment. So, even though Mother Yashoda's action was not pleasing Krishna, but ultimately that was for the pleasure of Krishna. You know, that later on Krishna will be nourished by that milk. So this is the desire to please Krishna, not immediate pleasing, but the desire to please Krishna that is called Uttama Bhakti. Okay, so time is over, so we can start jumping out. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any little question collections? Okay. No question. All right. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.